listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay Jr. was suspended 4 games without pay for violation on Monday of the NFL's personal conduct policy. His suspension stems from an arrest for misdemeanor criminal damage in January in Overland Park. Gay is eligible to return to the Chiefs' active roster on October 17th following the team's Week 6 game against the Buffalo Bills. Now, Gay was alleged to have caused criminal damage of less than $1,000 that, per a District Court of Johnson County affidavit, included a door frame, wall, and vacuum. He pleaded not guilty and in June agreed to a plea deal that included a diversion program. It's tough news for the Chiefs as Willie Gay is probably playing the best ball of his career, but highly necessary given the details of the arrest that happened in January. You know, man, these domestic violence situations can be highly unpredictable and emotional. Remain calm and keep your cool in them situations, y'all. Praying that Willie Gay can bounce back from this and be a better person. Coming up inside the shade, Ari Lennox gets emotional about her relationship with her father. You won't want to miss what she had to say.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the upper 90s. Sunny skies, summer-like conditions. Right now, you are clear at 75 in Overland Park.
I really think it's important for, like, people to be healed when they're bringing kids into this world. It's just, like, that alone, I feel like, probably innately helped me in so many ways, like, always grinding and like that. I could also see the other, like, you know, that I carry. I'm sure it has to do with the other, you know, that you go through trauma and I feel like there needs to be a lot of group therapy.
Absolutely.
And of course, I want to continue my therapy alone, but I think that would probably be best because I know these are things I'm even carrying into my dating life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and I just don't want to have that weight on me. And I do want to be more compassionate because he went through a lot.
That was the voice of Ari Lennox as she opened up about her relationship with her estranged father. You know, getting older and growing up, I realized that, yes, our parents are not superheroes. Our parents are people, and they were kids before they were parents. Something that you may not even think about growing up. This is a perfect time for us to talk to our parents while they're still here and try to allow a little grace and patience with them. Cardi B has filed paperwork in Georgia to seize property and assets owned by blogger Tasha K, who accused her of having herpes and being an escort. Y'all remember Cardi was awarded $4 million after a jury found Tasha K guilty of defaming her with various posts and YouTube videos. According to sources, Cardi has demanded that Chase Bank and its employees hold all of Tasha's property, money, wages, and other assets, including property in safe deposit boxes or similar property. She trying to put the clamps on this lady.
Pay me too! Pay me too!
She also demanded that Chase Bank answers questions about the money that the blogger has at the institution. See, that's real justice right there. You really want to shut somebody down? Just lock down all of their assets. Yikes. Tasha K has reportedly pleaded with the federal judge who presided over the case to step in and put a stop to Cardi's demands. She argued that the appeal is pending and collections aren't allowed until a decision has been made. She know her time is coming. Didn't she say she was going to Africa or something? Hope her passport is stamped. In another news, Mystical has entered a plea regarding his July arrest for rape, according to Rolling Stone. During his arraignment hearing in Louisiana yesterday, he pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree rape, false imprisonment, domestic abuse, and more. As previously reported on The Morning Grind, Mystical was indicted on 9 criminal charges, and he has denied the allegations against him and has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Mystical is currently behind bars while being held without bond.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
If you do nothing other than seek happiness, you are certain to create much misery for yourself and for others. Pay attention to the way you feel, but do not let it become your driving force. Self-absorption is a terrible burden to impose upon yourself. It impedes not only outward connection, but inner growth as well. Of course, your feelings absolutely matter. Yet when they matter above all else, they're going to steady, reliably lead into a chasm of despair. Want to feel better? Then stop being so concerned about the way you feel. Engage with objective reality, not merely with your thoughts and feelings about it. Navigating through that challenging and inconvenient reality, you grow in strength, resilience, and capability. Stay away from the vicious cycle in which the way you feel is based solely on the way you already feel. Transcend your feelings. Participate in a world outside of them, and you can transform them into a positive direction. I'm really talking to myself this morning, y'all. Growth looks good on us. That's your Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jam.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in and turned up to the Morning Grind. What up, Max Sauce? Always holding down for the town. 655 today. Look for highs in the upper 90s. Right now, you're clear 75 in Lee Summit. This week's feature school is Eisenhower Middle School in KCK. And today's teacher today is Mrs. Anastasia Delgado, who teaches 8th grade English. Been in education for 5 years now, and her reason is to amplify the voices of her students. Her favorite quote to her students is, "Trust your gut, you know more than you think." And her favorite song to get going is Heated by Beyonce. Take a bow, Mrs. Anastasia Delgado. You are today's Morning Grind teacher of the day. Always taking a minute to salute our educators, providing a future for our youth on a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jazz.
It's Taco Tuesday! It's Taco Tuesday!
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating the employment practices of the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. KCPD Chief Joseph Maven said the department was notified of the investigation yesterday by the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. Maven said that we will cooperate fully with the investigation. It is the policy and practice of the Board of Police Commissioners and the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department to provide a work atmosphere free of actual or perceived discrimination and harassment, end quote. Mayor Quinn Lucas spoke to reporters yesterday afternoon, and here's his response to the investigation.
I think this is a time for more accountability, not less. Most of our conversations, not just in Kansas City, but in the state of Missouri, have not looked to how we can make sure that our officers, particularly our officers of color and women, can be taken care of, have not looked at how we can become a more diverse department reflective of our city. And I think no matter what becomes of this investigation, it's important for us to take steps that make sure we're doing right by our officers, to take steps that make sure we're doing right by our community. The Board of Police Commissioners actually did meet this morning. We did not talk about this topic, although we were in a closed session opportunity, which candidly allow you to talk about a number of things. I think what we need to do from the leadership level on down is to talk about how we can be more accountable, or how we can make sure we're holding people more accountable. This department and its board need to be the ones that are launching these types of investigations to make sure we are doing right by our community. I think it's fair to say that that has been wanting and that has been lacking, not just for the past several years, but for generations in Kansas City.
Who made Sherry Shepherd cry for 3 years? We'll tell you who coming up in the shade in 11 minutes on the Morning Grind.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs. in the upper 90s, summer-like conditions. Right now, you are sunny in 74 in Raytown.
It was literally my training. This is why my voice is so deep right now from being on The View.
Yeah.
Because when I started The View, literally my voice was, hi, I'm Sherry, and take a little time to enjoy The View. And Barbara was like, put some bass in your voice, because that is what makes you appear confident.
Yes.
Slow down. I cried for 3 years. But don't get me wrong. It was the best experience that I've ever had. Mm. She was a very hard taskmaster, and she got on me because I know that she loved me. She made me stretch, and stretching, if you don't come out of your comfort zone and stretch, you don't grow. And I had to go through so many falls and fails, but knowing that I had the support of Barbara and Whoopi, I was able to get back up.
That was the voice of Sherry Shepherd saying that she spent 3 years on a panel of The View crying because of Barbara Walters. You just going to have to toughen up a little bit. But this is a word of advice to anybody who's listening that got somebody that you feel like is on you all the time. They care about you. Because best believe, if they didn't, they would ignore you and they wouldn't put any energy into making you better. So if you do have a coach or a teacher or a coworker, a big homie, a big cousin, whatever, if they are on you about improving and they have your best interest at heart, listen to them. That's just some big homie advice for you. Sweetie Pie star Tim Norman has been found guilty of conspiring to kill his nephew, 21-year-old Andre Montgomery. Norman was convicted on all charges after the jury deliberated for about 17 hours. He faced two federal murder for hire counts and one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. Norman orchestrated the 2016 murder of Andre, then attempted to cash out up to $450,000 in a fraudulent life insurance policy he took out on Montgomery about 18 months before his death, the jury decided. Sad, disturbing, concerning, just every bad adjective you could think about this situation. Of course, you know, Norman and his nephew starred and owns Welcome to Sweetie Pies for a few years.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A judge released former KCK police detective Roger Gulovsky from detention yesterday, citing his serious health issues and saying he is not alleged to have committed crimes in recent years. Gulovsky will be under location monitoring technology and restrained to his home. He must not violate laws, possess a gun, or contact any witnesses or victims. Of course, Gulovsky, 69, was charged with 6 counts of depriving the civil rights of a woman and a young teenager in a federal indictment unsealed last week. The former officer, who retired in 2010 as a captain, is accused of sexually abusing and kidnapping them separately from 1998 to 2002. Honestly, y'all, I don't care how old or presumably sick he might be, or however long he hasn't committed any crimes. What he did was heinous, unfathomable, and disgusting. And to me, in my opinion, I don't know, I would feel safer if this guy didn't see the light of day. Giving 13-year-olds drugs and raping women, using your power of authority to cause trauma to many black girls and women all around this city? Nah, he need to be locked away, fam. You know, we're gonna have Toriano Porter from the Kansas City Star talking about this case specifically and the future of policing in this region. You know we got you covered right here on The Morning Grind, KC.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatement, Stacey Shaw knows the law with The Morning Grind. Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Y'all know my cousin, the lawyer, right? Cousin Stacey Shaw, Cousin Pete, go ahead and hit us off with that free legal advice.
Good morning. Today we are going to be going over what to do if you get pulled over by the police. Most people, if they have a fleeing or eluding charge from the police, it's because they panicked. They saw the police behind them, they saw the lights, they didn't know what to do, and then they just sped off. That is bad because that is an additional criminal charge. You do not want to do that. When you see the flashing lights behind you, immediately put on your hazards. So when the dash cam lights up, if they're saying that you were eluding, then you can say, I put on my hazards and I was pulling over at a safe location. Don't be that guy that pulls over in the middle of the road by the median. You're going to cause a car accident. Make sure you pull over to the side of the road where it is safe. And so that might be a gas station, that might be somewhere well lit, but if you put on the hazards, that's going to be really important. Second, never keep your gun in the same place that you keep your insurance and your ID. Make sure those are two separate places. you should keep your insurance and your ID in the center console. That means that it's very ready to go. You don't have to lean over to get it. And what I do is I paperclip my driver's license and my insurance card together, and I keep them in the console. I have a state ID that I walk around with. That way, when I'm in my car, I make sure that I have the information to immediately give to the officer. Don't ask the officer what they pulled you over for. They're not going to show you the speed gun. They are not required to. So you want to get in and out of that transaction as quickly as possible. Do not argue with the officer. You are not going to argue yourself out of a ticket, but you may argue yourself into additional tickets or a dangerous situation. Make sure if they ask you to search your car, you can say no and let them get the drug dogs. Okay, so if you feel like you're being harassed, you can always ask for a sergeant, but you are not required to consent to a search. And a lot of times people mess up by doing that. Now, this is really scary, but I encourage you to have a safety person when you're getting pulled over by the police, that you have them on the phone. I've been that safety person for someone. I have a safety person for myself. That's going to be super important in case something goes wrong. Someone knows where you are and what happened. If you get pulled over by the police, the first call you should always make is to a lawyer. Give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can reach me on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law, and you can find me on StaceyShawLaw.com. Remember, today is Tuesday. It's a day of love. Make sure that you show an act of love to somebody for me. And remember, knowledge is power. We're giving power to the people every single Tuesday at 7:53. So for past episodes, make sure you go to KPRS.com. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's getting easier to see the flocks of passengers who will file through security, maybe grab a Starbucks or some water or something to eat on their way to the gates for the airplanes at either Concourse A or B of Kansas City International Airport's new single terminal. The opening of the new terminal is less than 6 months away, KC. This thing is getting built and it looks beautiful. I seen the pictures online. So here are some of the details, y'all. I got a little bit of inside scoop from one of my sources down at the airport. 50 different concessions, restaurants, and shops. 80% of concessions will be local. City Market will have a space with shops and restaurants. And here's a cherry on top. Soray Steak and Oyster House. They're going to be opening in Terminal B, giving visitors a little taste of how we do it on 18th and Vine. Shout out to Chef Anita, always doing it big.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
We need to say happy birthday to our organized, patient, and down-to-earth Virgos. Happy birthday, y'all.
You look dusty.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
It's Young Jock's 42nd birthday. Producer Tay Keith, it's his 26th birthday. Trayvon Diggs, cornerback for the Cowboys, it's his 24th birthday. My dog, it's the Dream's 45th birthday today. Let's bring it to the town and say happy birthday to some of our folks in KC. Teresa Harbor Parks, Christopher Howard Brown, and Manny Fries, happy birthday. Erica Ridgel, Darius Brand, and Black Mike, happy birthday. Deshaun Graham, Laura Liz, Eric Smith, happy birthday. Danica Murray, Jesse Vassie, and OG Eccles, happy birthday to y'all. And all my Virgos born on September 20th, turn up and celebrate. It's your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Ashley.
You ready for That's My Jam?
Yes.
Let's get it cracking.
She putting moves on me. I could've swore shorty's a wrestler. Talking all that shit. Soon as I hit, now I got her talking like this. In a falsetto.
Ooh. Baby,
That's your falsetto?
I don't know, but that was close enough.
What your dude think?
He isn't in the car.
Oh, man, you got tickets to the wheels. Comedy tour. You're going this weekend, the 24th, at Cable Dom Arena. Tony Baker, Tony Rock, Carlos Miller, Gary Owen, Corey Holcomb, and more is going to be there. Plus, you got your name registered for a chance to get $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell the town what morning show is waking you up on the daily.
The Morning Grind. Hot 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash. $500 in gas.
See me chasing dollars, dollars, bills. Chasing dollar bills.
Dropping a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
You know what it is. It's Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.